The following poem for William Carlos Williams was written in response to the news that he had died last spring, and written just before he was given the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. And for some people who've read Williams, they'll see various things that I'm doing here in response to certain things that Williams has taught about poetry. Language lifted out of the ordinary into the illumination of poetry. Objects, sticks and stones coming together, you place before our eyes, exposed bare to the weather, rained on and cracked dry in the sun. A stick, a stone, a river cutting through clay, a white barn in a field, a cat coiled on a box. Words coming together, moving at one another, traction for the tongue. Look at that, American language, shouting across the Potomac. Ring coins over the river, open out western states, anywhere a man can hear his voice. In the machines of Patterson, rattling 10 million words a day, a voice moves, physical, not understood, as literary, but moving, as a machine with traction, fitting itself against resistance. Song understood by the banging ear. A sparrow balances in the wind, voicing song into the shifting air. It is a small thing, but big as all creation. To its mate beside it, on the wire, balancing. The wind blows, the wire snaps underfoot, the feet hold, the feathers have no time to compose themselves. It is as it should be, or as it is. I heard he asked the excavators for a boulder dumped in his front yard. They must have thought he was some old nut. I mean, you dig a boulder out of the ground, you don't leave it in your front yard. I mean, what good is a big rock? All you can do is look at it or lean on it. I mean, if you've got a lawn, you've got to mow around the damn thing and clip the bloody grass. I mean, I hear he used to be a doctor. What did he do with the gallstones he cut out? Put them on the bloody mantle? The descent beckons as the ascent beckoned. I understand that. Till the point of, what now? He is dead, gone forever. And to where? Into that black which is blacker than the memory of black. It is as it should be, or as it is. He is a part of the history. He brought poems together, clutched out of chaos. He will be the reason behind a language where epics can be clutched. He will be sticks and stones, hewer of wood, drawer of water. I've revised this poem since I wrote it, and I don't read the last three lines.